Welcome back, everybody. It's Amud Yomi, up to Daf Lamed Chesem Beis 38b. We are on the very bottom of Daf Lamed Chesem Aleph, and today we are going to be discussing the halachos of hachzara, of returning food to a kira on Shabbos. The Mishnah said, Beis Hillel Omrim Af Machzirin. Beis Hillel says we are even allowed to return food to the kira on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to have to understand what this means and give us all the rules of when we are allowed to return food to a fire on Shabbos. Omer Rav Sheshes says, L'divrei HaOmer Machzirin, according to the Shita of Beis Hillel, who said that you are allowed to return food to a kira, Afilu B'Shabbos, you're even allowed to do this on Shabbos day. You might have thought that it may only apply on Friday night because you're showing that you don't really want to take it off from the fire, so you're allowed to put it back on maybe Friday night. But here we're saying even Shabbos day, after it being off the fire for the whole Friday night, you're allowed to go ahead and put it back on. What's important to note, the secret behind this entire sugya, as Rashi explains, that we have to avoid what's called the havale kematmin lechatchila, or what we call a nesina lechatchila. In order for hachzara to be okay, it needs to be a hachzara. You need to show that it's really some sort of continuation, that you really wanted this to be happening the whole time. But if it's looking like a nesina lechatchila, like you're just putting it on for the first time, even halachically, as if it looks like you're just putting it on for the first time, that's where we are going to be running into issues. So all of the conditions that we are going to point out, and there are five conditions that we're going to say, we'll get to that. All of that is going with the intention of making a situation where it's not a nesina lechatchila, where it's as if you are not just putting it on for the first time on Shabbos morning, and it's really a continuation of the acts from before. So let's go through these conditions on Shabbos. So again, there are five conditions. Only two of them are really mentioned in the Gemara. There are three others that weren't really mentioned in the Gemara, but are pretty clear. All five are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, Reishon, and Gimel Seif Beis, and we're going to go through this right now. So it says the Gemara, Af Rav Hoshaya Savar Af Machzir Nafilu B'Shabbos, and Rav Hoshaya also held, like Beis Hillel, that you're even allowed to return on Shabbos. How do we know this? Damar Rav Hoshaya, because Rav Hoshaya said, Pam Achas Hayinu Amdin Le'ila Meir Bichia Rabba. We were once standing before Bichia, the Great One. V'ha'aleinu Lo Kum Kumus Shalcham In Midiyota HaTachton L'Idiyota HaElyona. And we brought up a kettle of hot water for him from the lower floor of the house to the upper floor of the house. V'mazagnu Lo Es Akos. We poured him a cup of hot water. V'chazaranu Limkomo. And then we put the kettle back in its place on the Kira. And he didn't tell us that we did anything wrong. So we see that you are allowed to return food to a kira on Shabbos. Am Rabbi Zreika, Am Rabbi Abba, Am Rabbi Tadai. So now we're going to get into some of these rules. Lo shanu ela sha'odan biyado. The only time that you would be allowed to return food to this flame, which we're going to show and discuss, is a covered flame. So the only time you're allowed to return this is when it's odun biyado, when the pot is still in your hands and you never let go of it from the time that you took it off the kira to the time where you put it back on. Avahi nichan agabe karka usher. But if you placed it on the ground, then it is forbidden to go ahead and lift it and return it to the flame. So the post can talk about this. Let's say you put it on the counter. Is that going to be okay? Is that considered odun biyado? So they say that you don't need to actually be holding it suspended in the air. Imagine you take off your cholent pot to go ahead and serve cholent or to take some cholent, so you don't have to be holding it in the air the entire time. If you put it on the counter and you keep your hand on it, that would be enough to allow you to put the pot back into the crock pot and allow you to continue to go with that on Shabbos. Rabbi Yami says, Rabbi Tadai da'avad lagarme hu da'avad. Rabbi Tadai was just talking for himself. This is not necessarily the halacha. You don't actually have to have odun biyato. And if it went on the ground, it would also be okay. Elahachiyam Rabbi Chiyam Rabbi Yochanan afili nicha gabe karka mutter. Even if someone put it on the ground, it's still going to be allowed to be put back into that kira. So this machlokas that we have in the Amoram is also machlokas tonight. Pligi barabi dimi v'rab shumo bar Yehuda v'tarvay mishmei derbi lazer amrei charam odun biyato mutter agabe karka aser. One says that it needs to, the only way you'd be allowed to return it is if it's in your hand the whole time. But if it's on the ground, then it's not going to be okay. It shows that you're disassociating with it. Now when you put it back on, it would be like a nesina lechatchila. V'char amar hi nichan agave karka nami mutter. And the other one said that even if you put it on the ground, it would also be mutter. So again, this machlokas amoram is also machlokas tonight. Now comes the Gemara with another qualification of this rule that we talked about with odam yadam. The fact that we're building on this cloud of odam yadam shows that we definitely paskin like this lahalacha. So amar chizki mishmeid abaye. Hada amar odam yadam mutter. That which we said that you were allowed to return it to the kira if you had it on your hand, if you had your hand on it the whole time. Lo amar. This is only stated in a case where you had intention, you had das to go and put it back onto the kira the whole time. But when you did not have the proper intent, then it's going to be usher. So the post can talk about what kind of das do you need. Let's say you just had no das. Do you have to have negative das? Or is there specific das that you say, like, I'm definitely not putting it back on? That's what ruins it. But maybe if you just had stam intention, you didn't have anything really in mind, what would be the halacha there? So this is a big machlokas in the postgame. But this is condition number two, which is daito lahachshir. You have to have in mind to put it back. Mikhal da al gabe karka afal pisha daito lahachshir usher. What seems to come out from this Gemara is that, yes, daita lahachzir is very important, but if the food was put on the ground, even if you hadn't das that you want to put it back, that's still going to ruin it. It seems like you need both of them. They're building off of each other. You need to have Odom Biyado, needs to still be in your hand, can't be put on the ground, and still needs to have Das to go ahead and put it back. Igdamri, there's another version. Also that which we said, that when you put it on the ground, it's going to be Asr. That's when you had no Das to put it back. But if you did have in mind to put it back, then even if it's on the ground, that would be okay. Miklal Sheba Odom Biyado, this implies that if you had it in your hand, Afal Pisha Indaita Lachzir Mutter, even if you did not have intent to put it back, it would be okay. Interesting. Now comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Talan b'makil mahu. Let's say you hung the pot on some sort of stick. What would the halacha be? Maybe this is like a counter where it's not on the ground, but it's not in your hand. Same idea. This is stuff where it's not on the ground, but it's also not in your hand. So what would be the halacha there? Rav Ashi asked another halacha question. He said, Pinan mimecham lamecham mahu. Let's say you transferred hot water from one kira to another kira. Is that like you're re-putting it back on to the flame as if it's an existing flame and it's an existing hachazara, or is that like a nesina lechatchila? So to this, the Gemara says, take you. So let's just talk for a minute about the five conditions. So the Gemara mentioned two of them, mentioned daito lehachzir and oda biyado. So those two conditions are two of the five conditions mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. You need all five conditions lechatchila. Bidyeved, if you are missing one of these two mentioned in the Gemara, then you could still be okay, the post can point out. But what are the five conditions? Number one is that it needs to be a covered flame. Everyone agrees you need that. You're not allowed to put anything onto an open flame on Shabbos. Condition number two is that it still needs to be hot. Many point out this is only talking about liquids. But a big discussion exactly what this means, that it still needs to be hot. Then we had the next condition is mivashal kol tarkol. The food needs to be fully cooked. Again, you can't cook on Shabbos, so the food needs to be fully cooked if you're going to put it back on the fire. So those three conditions, you always need. A covered flame, that it's still hot, mivashal kol tarkol, you always need those. Now, the last two are what we mentioned in our Gemara, Odom Biyado and Daito Lachzir, that if you are missing one of them, maybe bidyeved would be okay, but a big discussion as to how exactly that works mechanically. But this is the sugya of Hachzara. It can be found in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Nun Gimel Seif Beis. That's where everything is mentioned. Go look over there. But this is the whole sugya of Hachzara in our Gemara. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we know that we discussed a kira before. That was one of the three types of ovens. But there's another two types of ovens, a tanur and a kupach. Tanur is the hottest oven, kupach is in the middle, and the kira is the lowest. So it says the Mishnah, tanur shisi kua bakashu guvava. So if you have a tanur that was heated with straw or stubble, and since it was much hotter, there are stricter conditions that apply to it. A tanur, also important to know, is something which can only hold one pot as opposed to a kira, which can hold two. So if you have a tanur which was heated with straw or stubble, oitin bein mitocho bein me'al gabav, you're not allowed to put food either inside of it or on top of it. Kupach shiksikua bekashu guvava harezek kiraim. If you have a kupach, which is, again, not as hot and still only holds one pot, but it's not as hot as a tanur, but still hotter than a kira. So what would the halacha be if you have a kupach that was heated with straw or stubble that's treated like a kira? But if it's heated with the extra sesame oil or this wood, then it's treated like a tanur, and we're going to have to see what halachic implications that has. So the Gemara goes back and quotes from the opening interpretation. It says tanur shisikua, so this tanur that was heated, so you're not going to put food either inside of it or on top of it. Savar Rav Yosef lemeimar toho mamish agabav mamish. Rav Yosef wanted to say that when it said inside and on top of it, that was literal, which means aval lismoch shapir dami. But to put food alongside the tanur, that would be perfectly permissible. Isve Abaye challenges and says, he says, Rav Yosef, how can you say it? It's kupach shisikua bekashu guvava hareyu kikirayim. We said that a kupach that is heated with straw or stubble is like a kira. But if it's heated with the wood or the sesame oil, then it's like a tanur v'asr, and then it would be a problem. What seems to be the implication of this is that hakikira shari, that anytime it's going to be treated like a kira, then it would be okay. So b'mayaskina, now if we're saying that it would be okay as a kira, so what kind of case would this be that the kupach is going to be compared to a kira that we are going to be allowing it? Ilema agabav, if we're talking about a case where you put something on top of the kupach, then I'll ask, v'may, what does this mean? Ilema v'kshenu garveinu katum, if you're going to tell me that it's a situation where the flame is not covered, then I'll ask, elakira kiena grufa ptuma agabav mishari, do we allow you to put food on a kira that was uncovered? Of course not. So elolav lismoch. The only situation, we have to have an implication that whatever you'd be doing with this kupach would be allowed if it was done on a kira. So it can't be that we're talking about putting it on an uncovered flame. Rather, it must be that we're talking about elolav lismoch, that we're talking about a case where you're putting the food alongside it. That's going to be allowed on a kira, and that's what would be allowed on a kupach v'katani harehu kitanur v'asir. Yet we said that if it's treated like a tanur, then it's going to be a problem. What seems to come out from all of this, says Abaye, is that if you put something alongside a tanur, that is certainly going to be no good. So it comes out as a machlokas between Abaye and Rav Yosef whether you're allowed to put something alongside a tanur. Rav Yosef says yes, and Abaye says no. So how do we answer this challenge of Abaye? So Amar Abaye baravacha b'kupach garof v'katan v'tanur grufo k'tu maskin. Now we're talking about a kupach and a tanur that are both obviously covered, and they're harehu kitanur. If the kupach is like a tanur, de afagav de garof v'katan magav of aser. No, because if it was like a tanur, even a tanur, because it's so hot, even if it's a covered flame, it's still going to be usur. But a kira in that situation would be okay. So that's what we're saying, that a kupach would be treated like a kira in that situation. Now, Tanya Kavasei Da'abaye, we have a brisa that goes like Abaye, that you're not allowed to put something next to or samach to a tanur. Tanur shisikua bakashu vava. So if you have a tanur that was heated with straw or stubble, ein somchalo, you're not allowed to put anything next to it. Ein tzarach lomar agabav, and of course you're not allowed to put anything on top of ein tzarach lomar besochon. Of course, it goes without saying that you're not allowed to put anything inside of ein tzarach lomar begevesu v'etim, and it goes without saying that you're not allowed to put food alongside or on top or inside if it was heated with this sesame oil or wood. Kupach shisikua bakashu vava. This kupach that was heated with straw or stubble, somchan lo, you are allowed to put food alongside it. Vinos din al gabav, and you are allowed to put food on top of it. Vegefes uveitzim, but if it was heated with this sesame oil or wood, ain somchan lo, then you're not allowed to put stuff even alongside of it. Now the Gemara analyzes more about this kupach status. Amrale Rav Acha Barei de Rav Ravashi. So Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Rav Ashi, "Hi kupach yechidami. What's the case of a kupach? Ike kira dami afil begefes uveitzim nami. If it's like a kira, then even if it's heated with a sesame oil or wood, then it would be allowed to put food on top of it or alongside it, whatever it would be, as long as the flame is covered. Ikatanur, if it's like a tanur dami, afilu bikachu guava namilo. And if it's like a tanur, then even when it's not as hot, that would still be a problem, because a tanur is always going to be a problem to put food on top of it or anything along those lines. So Amar Le Rav Ashi said back, nafish havle midakira, vizutar havle miditanur. So Rav Ashi explains, now the kupach is in between. It's not as hot as the tanur, but it's hotter than a kira, so that's why it has this in-between status. But now we have to figure out the actual physical structure of what this looks like. Hechidami kupach, hechidami kira. What does a kupach look like? What does a kira look like? Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, kupach makom shfisas kedera achas. Kupach is a square that has room for just one pot. Kira makom shfisas te kederos. And a kira is a rectangle and has room for two pots. Amar Rabbi Yitamer Rabbi Yirmiya, afanan namitinina. We also learned this from a Mishnah, that a kira is two pots and a kupach is one, from a Mishnah in Kalim, which talks about when something is no longer a kli anymore, when it's broken. So we can learn how many pots it could hold, because the Mishnah says kira shenechleka orka tahora. So a kira that is split lengthwise, that's going to become tahor, because it's no longer usable, because it's, therefore it's not considered a utensil anymore. L'rachba tmeya. But if it was split widthwise, then it is still tamei, because each half can still accommodate one pot. So we see that a kira is something which could hold two pots. But a kupach, bein l'orko bein l'rachba, tahor. But a kupach loses its status as a kli, whether it's split widthwise or lengthwise, because it only has the capability of holding one pot. Now, just important, lemaisa lahalacha, how do we hold with our oven? So the Ran says our ovens, which are open from the side, is like a kira, but that's not our ovens nowadays. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and he says our ovens, you know, have an interesting status, because they're a little more meikel, a little more machmir. On the one hand, there's no sticks that we're afraid you're going to stoke the coals, but on the other hand, it's much easier to go ahead and increase or decrease the flame. So how do we treat it? Most poskim seem to say that we treat it like a kira, so we can plan accordingly. This is Daf Lamed Chesam Beis. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day.